This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
She flutters by, catching every eye. Dancing in the light, what a sight, pretty butterfly.
Always just the butterfly, a creature of beauty, myth, and nerves, an example of metamorphosis, a fuzzy, crawling collection of legs turning into colors floating in the air. They dart around, oblivious of us, and yet they need our help.
This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Melinda McNaughton. El Granada Advocates is her work. Welcome, Melinda.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Now you're dealing with butterflies and a state housing mandate, a specific spot in El Granada. And what do we find there now?
The spot in El Granada that we've discovered has a monarch overwintering site between coral reefs, Sonora, and Madrona, the open space land out there owned by the school district. And I've volunteered for the Xerces Society to do a monarch count. And a friend of mine, Silvana, and I did, and she noticed that that area was a verified historical site on their map. We checked it out, and we started counting monarchs.
This particular place has a butterfly that comes here, flying in from out of town. Who are they officially, and where did they come from?
So we have monarch butterflies that come here from colder parts of the states and some from Canada. They fly in after they've hatched over there. And they overwinter over here where it's warmer on the coast, where it's more temperate. They come here to rest, digest, and mate and find nectar on the ground, any kind of nectar, not milkweed. And then they fly away again over the hill towards the peninsula side, and that's where they lay their eggs, and they try to find milkweed over there.
We think of milkweed as a weed. How do they get enough milkweed these days?
Milkweed is declining because of agriculture, the spraying of the herbicides on the plants, and so that tends to get rid of a lot of the milkweed that they normally lay their eggs on. But you can plant milkweed in your backyard to encourage them to come, but we don't plant it on the coast within about 5 miles of the coast because it messes with their migration.
Where do they go from there?
Some of them may go to Mexico. Some of them may, for the summer, go back up north again.
This all seems so perfect. There's mm-hmm. this beautiful place out there, mm-hmm. and there's open space. There's trails in this area as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
A sheltered grove, eucalyptus, colorful butterflies. Who owns the land now, and what are they planning to do with it?
The school district owns the land, and luckily they have said they are not planning on selling or building on it. However, the state and the county are rezoning on that land to multifamily housing, which would bring a lot of people in, a lot of lights, a lot of noise, a lot of pollution, which would affect habitat, depending on how many parcels they could build on. It's all dependent on whether the school district ever wants to build there or not.
Would it affect it so much that the monarchs wouldn't want to be there anymore?
It's likely. Light pollution, noise pollution, that kind of stuff can affect habitat. If it's right next to it, it's possible, but it may not, because there have been instances, and Mia, who is with the Xerces Society, who I'm working with, will tell you too, in Alameda, I think they were trying to build homes all around a monarch site there, and on the monarch site, they actually cooperated and just built it around the monarch site, and they were able to preserve that site, and the monarchs still go there now. now.
So it did work.
It did work.
They seem to be somewhat adaptable to this situation.
They seem to be able to survive. I mean, right now they're already within a neighborhood, but they're in an open space within the neighborhood.
We think frequently that an environmental impact report or statement can stop development, but with the state mandate for housing in effect, what are the prospects for actual preservation of a natural area?
Because the school district doesn't want to sell right now, the prospects are pretty good. If they ever decided to, and if the state was able to zone it multi-housing, which they may or may not be able to now because there is a biological evaluation being done on the land, and that could change the zoning up.
Now, you've joined the Xerxes Society for Invertebrate Conservation.
They protect a lot of pollinators. A lot of insects out there do pollinate for our food for us. So it's really important that we protect insects from going extinct, especially certain ones, you know, butterflies, moths, even certain types of flies.
There was a book written about flies.
Yes.
Flies actually do more pollination than bees do.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, because there's so many flies.
Right.
There aren't as many bees.
Right. I mean, they all play a part. It's interesting.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, you're thinking, should I swat that flyer or just scoot him outside?
That's true. I always scoot all the insects outside.
Try to get them out there. Do they come in flocks all at once?
In general, they tend to stick together, and especially in the trees to keep warm, that's why they form the clusters. And when they find each other, they tend to try and follow each other to where there's more of them.
Counting butterflies.
Yes.
How do you count butterflies?
And that's what I've been doing as a volunteer, yeah. You go and you look for the clusters in the trees. And sadly, there have not been enough to count in the trees. I haven't been able to find clusters this year. When you see a cluster, you count each pair of wings, and you just do the best you can through your binoculars.
Okay.
Another way to do it is if you can get a good camera to zoom in on them, then you take a photo, and then you can count them later. You put a little red dot on each monarch and then count your dot.
Butterflies don't have a political agenda, but we do. Who is making the preservation of this land politically a possibility?
El Granada advocates have been going to development planning department meetings and coastal commission meetings and speaking up about this spot, coordinating ideas that we could talk about with the school district about how they could create an amazing educational spot here, because not only is there an amazing monarch overwintering site, but it's also a seasonal wetland, and there's frogs, and there's all kinds of wildlife there. So it could be a place where the schools come to do a lot of studying, a lot of labs, and field trips.
Now, you've mentioned Mia several times. Tell us who that is. What's her position, and how is she involved in this project?
She is the founder of the Western Monarch Count. So if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't necessarily be having volunteers out here counting and making reports and understanding what their patterns are and if they're declining or if their population is increasing. So she really started that whole thing for the Western Monarch Count. And then she's also the regional volunteer coordinator for San Mateo County.
I'm going to take an opportunity here to speak to Mia Monroe about monarch butterflies. You're a member of the Xerxes Society for Invertebrate Conservation. Tell us about that organization and how it's involved in the monarch preservation.
Well, I'm both a member and a volunteer to participate in a longstanding community science effort to monitor overwintering sites. There's over 400 of them where monarchs come for the winter, from Mendocino to Baja. And this is a community science effort. It relies on trained volunteers like me who follow guidelines to make sure that science can stand behind our observations to document the arrival, the presence, the number, and the habitat utilization of the monarch butterfly along coastal California. The Xerxes Society is a science-based organization that conserves, studies, and advocates for the protection of invertebrates. So that could be coral reefs, beetles, fireflies, bees, and for me, monarch butterflies. So one way people can support is by joining. That provides the staff and the science to oversee what we're doing. Right now, that's critical because everyone wants to know, why are they coming to El Granada? They want to support Melinda and I with adequate counts, the science to talk about what's important there. we're trying to figure out what we can do about monarch butterflies because the population is plummeting. It's on an extinction vortex, and we want to help people, which is everybody from community scientists to backyard gardeners to school districts. What can we do to help?
What is the contact, Xerxes Society? How do people get in touch with them?
Xerxes is xerces.org, and you can learn about the work, how to join, how to get the blogs, how to attend webinars to learn what scientists are saying, and, of course, how to raise your hand and offer to volunteer. Xerxes.org.
And when will you be counting butterflies next?
The count starts in October when the monarchs are making their migration from the inland west, like Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, Yosemite, Tahoe, etc., and they come to the coast. So we start our count in October to note arrival, and when the clusters begin forming, we continue into November when we think most of them have arrived and settled in. We also visit after storms to see if they survived and how they're using the site. And we continue into January, which is when they mate and leave to go back inland to rebuild the population.
October is a ways off, so that gives people plenty of time to find out about it. So once again, give us that contact for the Xerxes Society.
Xerxes.org, xerces.org. You can learn a lot more about the monarchs. You can also learn how to be ready, not only to be trained as a volunteer, but how to get your garden full of nectar plants, because besides protecting sites like El Granada, we want to have lots of nectar plants so that the monarchs can maintain their fat reserves and make it through the long winter.
The butterflies need fat reserves. We don't, but they need
them. They do.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you very much, and I'm glad you joined us. Look forward to talking to you again, probably in the fall, when these beautiful creatures show up.
Thank you both.
The monarch butterfly is not federally listed as an endangered species, but the decreasing numbers are disturbing. How many overwintering sites have been lost? And how far has the population actually declined?
The population has actually declined 95% since the count started in the 1980s. 60 sites have been destroyed, habitat sites, overwintering sites, since the 1980s. And development of the land where they are overwintering is the biggest problem, but also pesticides.
Tell us about the broad efforts coming in to inform the public on this issue, and how do people participate?
Along with some friends from El Granada Advocates, have posted signs out on the land with a email address that people can go to. It's monarchsite3111. That's three ones at gmail.com. So they can reach out to me there and say, hey, I want to help. Put me on the update list. Right now, we're just writing in letters to the school district, to the supervisors, and to the planning department, letting them know our concerns about the area and how it could be an amazing educational site for our school district and our community.
As they say on radio, what was that initial contact number again?
MonarchSite3111@gmail.com. And the page to go to, www.egadvocates.org/monarchs.
That's a lot of work, but these little butterflies are worth it, aren't they?
They are worth it. Every overwintering site counts and is critical to their survival.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today and telling us the story of this beautiful creature that needs our help.
You're welcome. My pleasure to be here and talk about it. Thank you.
My guest today, Melinda McNaughton, El Granada Advocates.
Darling, why do I get butterflies every time I'm kissing you?
We all know that nervous fluttering in our stomach, a childhood piano recital. The keyboard looks like a collection of black and white boulders. Then standing at the free throw line, the state championship basket 1,000 feet away. And the moment of glistening eyes, inviting that first kiss, you're paralyzed. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
When you hold me tight and close your eyes, do you get the butterflies too?
You can't go wrong with interviews from KHMB contributor Bill Wood. Always interesting and timely. Thank you, Bill. And a reminder, all of our feature stories are archived on the KHMB website. You just click on Show Podcast and then choose a year and see all the great stories that have been aired since 2009. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. From butterflies to coastside history, stay tuned for another journey in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. We follow the butterflies back to 2004. You're listening to your hometown station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. This is 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's financial focus, take charge of your debt one step at a time. If you're dealing with debt, you're far from alone. More than 80% of U.S. households carry some form of debt, according to the 2025 Federal Reserve report. And since 2019, total household debt for Americans has increased more than 31% to $18.59 trillion. While debt can help you achieve important goals, such as buying a home or getting an education, it can also create strain on your life and finances. If you only make minimum payments, for example, you'll hold debt longer and pay more in interest. Having a clear debt reduction plan can help you take control, reduce anxiety, and even save money. Know your debt. The first step is understanding what you owe. Make a comprehensive list of all your debts, including credit cards, mortgages, auto loans, student loans, and medical bills. For each one, note the total amount owed, the interest rate, and your minimum payment requirements. Next, add it all up to see your total debt. Then calculate your debt-to-income ratio by dividing your total monthly debt payments by your gross monthly income. A good rule of thumb is to keep this ratio below 35% if you have a mortgage, or 20% if you don't. Manage what you owe. Now that you have the big picture, look for opportunities to reorganize your debt more effectively. Perhaps you can refinance existing loans at lower interest rates, consolidate multiple debts into a single payment, or transfer high-interest credit card balances to cards that offer lower or 0% introductory rates for up to 12 months. These strategies won't reduce the total amount you owe, but they can make your debt more manageable and potentially save you money on interest. Just watch out for fees and make sure you understand new terms before making changes. Set your payment target. Start by identifying your required minimum payments across all debts. Missing these can trigger fees and penalties and damage your credit score, so treat them as non-negotiable expenses in your budget. Next, look at your budget to identify any funds available after covering all essential expenses. Consider how much of this surplus you can put toward paying down debt versus saving for other goals. Remember that building an emergency fund and saving for retirement are also important priorities that shouldn't be sidelined. If you have no surplus, you may need to cut back on things like eating out, clothes shopping, online subscriptions, entertainment, or expensive vacations while you bring your debt in line. Consider an additional part-time job for extra income to pay off your debt sooner. Prioritize your debt. Finally, decide which debts to tackle first with any extra payments. One approach is to focus on paying off the debt with the highest interest rate first, which minimizes the total interest you'll pay over time. Alternatively, you can target the smallest balance first to help you build momentum and motivation. Taking control of your debt doesn't happen overnight, but with a clear strategy, you can make steady progress toward your financial goals. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine, with host Cameron Palmer.
March 2004. Do you remember what things were like and going on back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, downtown shopkeepers leery in wake of crime. The old saying, no good deed goes unpunished, came alive recently when two shopkeepers left their cash registers to help people find things in the store that they were looking for. Teams of scam artists stole hundreds of dollars from the cash registers and employee wallets. And the pajama game is pure entertainment. The Half Moon Bay High School musical Pajama Game, which is currently being performed by 60-plus students, is a tribute to the 50th anniversary of the original open of the Broadway play. The musical is a springtime extravaganza with timeless songs, all kinds of dance, and winsome love story. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. And today I'm honored to have my daughter, Charlotte Palmer, age 14, here to read a little Cameron's commercial.
We recently heard the sweetest story involving bunny adoptions. Usually we think of dogs and cats for adoption, but there are many opportunities out there. One story comes from a local resident who had two happy companion bunnies until one passed away of old age and left the other devastated. She contacted this agency and found a bunny that had been waiting in their facility for 7 years to be adopted. Now she had two very happy bunnies enjoying life together. Thank you, Barbara, for inspiring this story. Another great pet story comes from the Bird Rescue, which has been around for 30 years. It's a nonprofit with 450 birds being fostered at this time. Our friend participated and has a love bird, which was spotted with a homeless person living in a car with two birds. He filled out a questionnaire and took a class and agreed to a home visit, which seems very thorough vetting. This is a temporary fostering program until a permanent adoption may happen unless the foster parent wants to make it permanent. Based on the interview with him, this could happen. I quote, "This bird now lands on my hand and he is quite the clown. Any vet bills are mostly paid and are even cage provided. He added that birds are the most surrendered since they are not so cuddly, but a working agreement can be reached. Keep calm and foster on.
All right. Charlotte, you're an old pro. Great job. I'm proud of you. It's 2004, and here are some of the stories making news. The European Union goes through a huge expansion as 10 countries are added. The expansion is an important step in the joining the economies of Eastern countries to the Western countries for the first time since the breakup of the Soviet Union. A World Aid report tells us 5 million new cases while 3 million people die of AIDS. Japan is hit with a loss of life and major damage to the economy, while the Hurricane Charley kills 12 people in Florida after killing 4 in Cuba and 1 in Jamaica. Simultaneous explosions on the rush hour trains in Madrid kill 190 people, and 5 suspects blow themselves up. Facebook is launched as a social networking site, only open to the students from Harvard, by the creator Mark Zuckerberg. Cost of living snapshot? A gallon of gas is $2.10. Popular films in 2004? The Incredibles, Spider-Man 2, and The Passion of the Christ. In popular music, a record is popular when the original group is recorded it by the other groups over a span of 54 years. This is the 6th time this hit has made a comeback. Here's Hall & Oates with I'll Be Around.
I'm wanting you.
classically trained pianist, this singer-songwriter, a pianist, began composing songs at the age of 12 and was signed by Columbia Records at 15. Here's Alicia Keys with the hit record, If I Ain't Got You.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. And I've been there before, that life's a bore, so full of the superficial. Search for a fountain. The promise is forever young. You know, some people need 3,000 roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter, and
what a year. And what year will we tune into next time on the Time Machine? I do hope you'll join us next week. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you ever said something like, once I have more time, then I'll start working out? Or, once I feel confident, then I'll apply for the job? That logic feels right, but it's backwards. Hi, I'm Ranger Kelak. I'm a mindset coach, and in 2024, I walked across the country from the Atlantic Ocean in South Carolina to the Pacific Ocean in California. And one of the biggest lessons I learned wasn't about mileage or muscles. It was this: identity drives everything, not the other way around. The model most people follow is have, do, be. But the real transformation comes from flipping it to be, do, have. Be the person, do the action, then you'll have the result. I'll share what that means for your health, habits, and happiness after this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
This is Ranger Kelak, and today we're talking about identity, because who you believe you are shapes everything that you achieve. When I was preparing for my walk across America, I didn't feel like that guy. I didn't feel like an athlete. I didn't feel ready. In fact, I could barely say it out loud. At dinner in Charleston, South Carolina, just days before I started, a waiter asked what brought us to town. I nervously shrugged and said, oh, you know, we're just visiting, haven't been to the East Coast very much, just want to check it out. And my fiance looked at me and said, actually, he's about to walk across the country. And it wasn't until I stepped into the Atlantic Ocean and started walking west that something clicked. I became that guy far before I actually started doing it. I had to have the belief that I could do it years before in the prepping phase, before I even started doing the work. And that's the point. You don't become confident, consistent, or capable after the work. You become it through believing it. So what does that mean for you? If you want to improve your health, your mindset, or your habits, you're going to want to start with identity. Ask yourself, who is the version of me that can achieve this? Then take one small action that version would take. It could be lacing up your shoes, prepping a meal, or saying no when you would normally say yes. And third, let the actions shape the belief. Consistency builds confidence, and action builds identity. So if you're waiting to have more time, more energy, or more clarity before you start, flip the script. Be first, do next, have last. If you want help figuring out who that next level of you is and how to step into it, I'd love to talk. Visit withinrangecoaching.com and book a free 15-minute call with me. Let's map it out and let's start walking towards it together. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, this has been Ranger Kelak.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel on KHMB, your community, your voice, at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and we are kicking off April with a musical journey that spans from the rustic redwoods of San Gregorio to the cliffs of Pacifica. On today's show, music from Slack Tide Currents, the Muddy Gold Band with Rich Gold, and big wave surfer and reggae artist Landon McNamara. We begin our magical music journey in our caravan south of town, Friday, April 3rd, at one of the most storied venues on the coast, the San Gregorio General Store. Take a step back in time and enjoy the vibe of a band that perfectly captures our local spirit, Slack Tide Currents. Based right here in our Half Moon Bay backyard, this acoustic four-piece rock quartet is all about original music. They've gigged extensively from California up through the Pacific Northwest, and they become a mainstay at our local nonprofit events.
They even collaborate with local artists for their custom gig posters and other swag, making every show a true community event. Let's start the carousel this week with the rolling original rhythms of the Slack Tide Currents on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
On the western edge of an altered state, here is local heroes, Slack Tide Currents.
You're on the right side, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're feeling good, sometimes you're lost. Sometimes, sometimes the right side, sometimes it's not. Go with what you're feeling, go with your gut. Go with what you're feeling, gonna trust your luck sometimes. Sometimes the right side, sometimes it's not. Doing the best you can now, here and now. Doing the best you can now, with time allowed. Sometimes, sometimes the right side, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes, sometimes the right side. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes, 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 sometimes it's not. On the right side, sometimes you're wrong, sometimes you just don't know right from wrong. Sometimes, sometimes the right side, sometimes it's not. Sometimes, sometimes the right side, sometimes it's not.
Like a hometown boss, margarita. Your kiss is sweet, I gotta have another. And another till I'm spinning around, telling everyone I'm buying next rounds. Cause there's nothing sweeter than margarita kisses. Let's have another round of margarita kisses. Band is playing a country song about a rented road and a woman gone wrong. You sang every word like it was your song. You shook your ice, I went straight to the bar, said two more of these, and used the good tequila to make it extra sweet for margarita kisses. Margarita kisses. Friday night, if only for the night. If
ignoring the warning for the promise of the weekend coming on tonight. And in the morning's dawning on us, we knew the risk. So sweet and delicious, those margarita kisses. Margarita kisses. Ooh, we're making wishes. Got my suspicion. Only one thing we're missing. Margarita kisses. Margarita kisses. Let's have another round. Margarita kisses. You better make it a picture.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for our local musicians, and there's the original sound of Slack Tide Currents. You can catch them this Friday at the San Gregorio General Store. A reminder that support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. Whether you're stopping in for their famous fish and chips or grabbing a pint, Cameron's is the heart of Half Moon Bay hospitality. I'm Mike Dale. Now, if you're looking for some high-octane blues this weekend, head north to Pacifica. Up and over Devil's Slide you go, and this Saturday, April 4th, the Longboard Bar is hosting a double-barreled celebration. It's Rich Gold's birthday show, and he's doing it in style by honoring the king of Chicago blues, Muddy Waters. In fact, Rich is bringing his Muddy Gold Band to the stage for a night of deep grooves and grit. Rich has been a cornerstone of our local blues scene for years now, and there's no better way to celebrate another trip around the sun than with a vintage Telecaster and a slide. Well, Rich is on drums, but you get the drift. Happy birthday, Rich. Here's a taste of that Muddy Gold soul, KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Yeah, she rolled in a
The soulful blues of Rich Gold's Muddy Gold Band on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Mike Dale with you. And catch that birthday bash this Saturday at the Longboard in Pacifica, 8 o'clock showtime. Now let's take the Carousel Caravan back down to Princeton for a special show on Saturday, April 25th at the Old Princeton Landing, one of our favorite venues. From the North Shore of Oahu arrives world-class big wave surfer and chart-topping reggae artist Landon McNamara. His debut album, A Dollar and a Dream, skyrocketed to number one on the iTunes and Billboard reggae charts, proving that his acoustic soul reggae sound resonates far beyond the beach. And with the recent devastation of the Kona storms on the islands, I'm betting that Landon will pack extra emotion into his show. Here's Landon McNamara on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
I stay up late and rise up early to what the morning do. The sun is shining, so I'm on my way, trying to find something new. Even when I'm lost, I'm knowing right where I'm going. Well, life's an ocean, ocean of emotions, and I'm just floating. 'Cause I'm in that deep water, and I gotta get away. 'Cause you know I'm in that deep, deep water, stretching out for my getaway. Emotions better learn to swim. Got so many of them, gonna fall victim. Good riddance, 'cause y'all know it's all fun and games and fun. The lot of the fun and for the world going down. So I learn to fly. They don't appreciate the life till it's time to die. Really, really wonder why we even try. For the pain, for the love, or just for the high. 'Cause I'm in that deep water, and I gotta get away. Searching out for my getaway. 'Cause you know I'm in that deep water, and I gotta get away. 'Cause you know I'm in that deep water, searching out for my getaway to my higher place.
Coastside Carousels on KHMB with Make
do to make you happy, 'cause I saw the matter in the air, yeah, yeah. So don't focus on them bad and negatives now. No, 'cause that's the only promised thing I feel, yeah, yeah. That's the only promised thing, my friend. That's the only promise. No. The only promise thing I feel, yeah, yeah. Whoa, no, that's the only promise thing I feel. That's the only promise thing I feel. That's the only promise thing I feel, yeah, yeah. What really makes you happy? The only question to be asking. 'Cause that's an everyday occurrence. Sitting on my porch watching all those bridges
running him down, cause he only listen to everybody else and I ain't even dissing you. I'm just saying, I hope you're having fun with those games you play. I ain't trying to be the rich man buried alive, and at my funeral don't even want my dearest friends to cry. Remember me for me, the crazy kid with funky flow. Don't tempt me with a good time, cause I promise you I know. That's the only promise thing, my friend. That's the only promise thing. That's the only promise thing, my friend. Whoa, that's the only promise thing, my friend. That's the only promise thing. The only promise thing I feel. That's the only promise thing I feel. That's the only promise thing, my friend. That's the only promise thing. That's the only promise thing, my friend. That's the only promise thing, my friend. That's the only promise thing, my friend. That's the only promise thing, my friend.
It's Coastside Carousel on KHMB Radio, and there's the island vibe of Landon McNamara. To recap the great music month coming to the coast in April, this Friday it's Slack Tide Currents at the San Gregorio General Store. Saturday night is Rich Gold's birthday show at the Longboard in Pacifica, and Landon McNamara, as you heard right there, at the OPL on April 25th.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Crime is one of America's most serious problems today. Its effects reach not only the direct victims of its violence, but even those who have not been attacked. The concern for crime has not been limited to this century, however. Our founding fathers were also concerned about it. Yet the effects of crime unquestionably were much less in their generation. So what was their deterrent to crime? Signer of the Constitution, James McHenry, answered that question. He explained, "The Holy Scriptures can alone secure to society order and peace. In vain, without the Bible, we increase penal laws and draw protections around our institutions. Bibles are strong defenses. Where they abound, men cannot pursue wicked courses." Founding Father James McHenry believed that widely teaching the Bible was the best means to deter crime.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.